This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show and the 2023 WHL playoffs presented by Nutrien. We'll be taking a look at some of the first round matchups. It'll be an interesting series for Seattle Thunderbirds forward Colton Dock. He'll face his former team, the Kelowna Rockets, in round one. More on that. The Winnipeg Ice have captured the Scotty Monroe Trophy for a second straight season as the top regular season team, while Connor Bedard, the Bob Clark Trophy winner, for the top regular season score after a 143-point season. We'll take a look at both. First up, the 2023 WHL's Prospect Draft Lottery turned out a big winner this week. WHL's Vice President of Hockey, Richard Dirksen, with the announcement.
The fourth pick in the first round belongs to the Victoria Royals. This means that the Prince Albert Raiders have won the lottery and have moved up to second overall.
That gives the Raiders both the first and second overall selections. They own the Edmonton Oil Kings pick from the Caden Gooley trade. The Raiders had a 14% chance of winning the lottery with their own pick and nearly a 43% chance of picking first overall by way of the Edmonton selection. It'll mark the first time a WHL team has chosen first and second overall since the Winnipeg Ice did it, selecting Matthew Savoy and Connor Geeky first and second overall back in 2019. Raiders General Manager Curtis Hunt is happy these days. He'll make two selections to begin the 2023 WHL's Prospect Draft in May. He spoke with voice of the Raiders, Rob Mann.
Today has proven to be a pretty big day for the Prince Albert Raiders. Their general manager, Curtis Hunt, is with us now. And Curtis, what was going through your mind when you saw those lottery balls start to turn up in Prince Albert's favor?
Well, we're obviously really excited, I think. You know, only once the team been in this situation, and that team right now is number one in our league, certainly 2 years in a row. So it's invigorating, it's exciting. I think this is a great opportunity to build on what we've done so far, and we'll look forward to sitting down with some of the players that are in that mix and getting to know them a little bit more between now and the draft.
What are your thoughts on the way this has kind of come full circle? Because one of the picks that the Raiders hold was gained by trading a former first overall pick in Caden Gooley.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. I think it'd be interesting to see the tree of picks and kind of where it leads to, especially when you have these bigger deals that include multiple picks. When you were in our situation where we made the decision to get Gould that opportunity, and he went on to win a second WHL championship. So there's some karma, I think, in terms of giving back to a team. You know, that's a pretty good way to give back to a team. Caden was a great Raider. We're certainly very proud of him. As a Raider, we'll always remember him as one, regardless of what others say. And his legacy lives on beyond just what he was as a leader and a captain and a Prince Albert Raider, but certainly, the continued ability to draft at the top of the list.
When drafts start at higher levels of hockey, and I think it's true in the Western League as well, you hear a lot of debates about best player available versus position, and the team's first round picks in both the 2021 and 2022 prospects draft were at forward. Does that add any weight in your mind to a defenseman with these picks, or is this going to be a case of best man available?
You got to take the best available player. I think one of the things I learned was the year we actually won, we had 599 defensemen. One of them was our own, Pat Hayes. So in my mind, that just tells you take the best players. We're not trying to draft a roster today. We're trying to take the best players. There's lots of development. And there's going to be players that aren't picked that end up having huge impacts. And we've seen that time and time again. And certainly, judging by our awards banquet, Landon Cozier would be that guy. So we take the best player, how we would project, and we hope our research shows that we've selected kids that have a passion, a drive, and a desire to be a Prince Albert Raider.
And between the three first-round picks in this draft, the two first-round picks and two seconds that the team used in 2021, you had an extra third-round pick in 2022, and as things stand at the moment, you'll have an extra first-round pick in 2024. How well set up is the team moving forward with that kind of ammunition?
Well, like I said, it's, you know, this is just one step. There's lots of development. We're watching our guys now. We've got two players playing right now in the Manitoba Championship Series, Midget AAA. We've got two players playing right now in the Saskatchewan AAA Championship Series. So, you know, when you see that growth and development and those kids contributing, it excites you when we have these opportunities. And when you reflect back on drafts, you know, I mentioned Winnipeg, Savoy and Geeky, and those are two very impact players in our league. So, you know, we're excited about this year. We're excited about the year to come. And we're certainly excited about the current roster and this group of players right now that, you know, made us so very proud the last 3 months of this year.
Just one more thing from me, Curtis. I have to ask, you don't have to identify them, but you are going to get the privilege of picking without worrying about anybody drafting in front of you. Do you know who those picks are going to be?
We know the top 10. We'll let the committee or the group of scouts, we'll let those guys beat this thing square before it's all said and done. But we're certainly excited about this opportunity.
Meanwhile, the Spokane Chiefs were the draft lottery winners of the 2023 WHL U.S. Priority Draft.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
Connor Bedard took to the mic at the Brandt Center in the final game of the regular season to thank the fans.
I'd also like to thank the coaches, trainers, and equipment staff. We get to see firsthand every day how much work they put in and what they do for us. It makes us so easy for us to just come out and perform. They've taught us so much and done so much for us, so we can't thank them enough. With all that being said, don't forget that we're not done yet. We got a big game tonight, and we're going to need your continued support throughout the playoffs. We can't wait to see you pack the Brandt Center next week. Go Pats. Thank you.
Now, Bedard, the consensus number one pick for this summer's NHL draft. Completed his 17-year-old season, scoring 71 goals and adding 72 assists for 143 points, capturing the Bob Clark Trophy as the WHL's top regular season scorer. Bedard is the first WHL player to surpass the 140-point plateau since the 95-96 season. Bedard's 71 goals represents the first time a WHL player has reached the 70-goal mark since Jaden Hobakowak of the Moose Jaw Warriors notched 70 during the 2017-18 season. Now, Bedard's season also included another World Junior gold medal with Canada's World Junior team. The Pats and the Saskatoon Blades meet in the WHL's Eastern Conference third versus sixth bracket in the first round of the 2023 WHL playoffs presented by Nutrien.
This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League.
The Winnipeg Ice have captured the WHL Scotty Munro Trophy as the regular season champions for a second straight year. Recording a franchise record 113 points and 56 victories, the Ice represent one of only two WHL clubs to reach the 50-win plateau this season. Now, the Ice wrapped up the final weekend of the season with back-to-back wins over the Brandon Wheat Kings to secure the best regular season record. Head coach James Patrick.
Real good to finish the way we did. Number of guys can feel good about themselves. Our three 20-year-olds playing their last home game, regular season game. You know, we wanted to make it special for them, and I think we did all that.
Now the focus shifts.
Now it's about getting geared up and getting ready for the real test that'll begin next Friday.
The Ice have guaranteed themselves home ice advantage through the 2023 WHL playoffs presented by Nutrien. They'll match up with the Medicine Hat Tigers in round one. The Tigers, the last team to clinch a berth in the postseason, and it came down to a final home game against the Swift Current Broncos Saturday night, a win and you're in affair.
He got to center, no icing, and time's going to run down. X marks the spot. Hot damn, the Tigers are going back to the Western Hockey League playoffs. They win it 4-3 in front of the capacity crowd at Co-op Place.
Well, the Tigers capture a playoff spot after finishing last overall in the 2021-22 regular season.
From the drop of the puck to the Edson Out Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The Western Conference number one seed Seattle Thunderbirds will open up the postseason against the eight-seeded Kelowna Rockets. The two teams hooked up on a deal to send Kelowna Rockets captain Colton Dock to the Thunderbirds. Now, the Chicago Blackhawks prospect will face his former team in round one. Regan Bartel has more.
Did you think at the start of the season that you'd be traded and you'd face your old team in the playoffs?
No, not something I had on my list that was going to happen this year for sure.
It is bizarre, but it is the game of hockey. So life in Seattle, what has it been like? How's it gone for you?
No, it's been pretty good. I think obviously coming in here, there's a bunch of guys in the World Junior team that I knew, and I think that's pretty, it's a comfortable situation to walk in. And there's actually a bunch of Edmonton area guys, so that was easy as well to come in here and just kind of get reunited with a bunch of them and fit right in. So I think that was probably the easiest part of the transition, is just knowing most of them already.
What is it going to be like to face off against Andrew Crystal? I had a chance to talk to AC, and he was excited to play against you. He said there'd probably be some chirps along the way. I mean, will it not feel odd, at least in game number one, as you face each other because you had so much cohesion and so much chemistry together?
Yeah, I think it would be pretty odd if I didn't hear any chirps from him. So that guy's he's a funny kid, and he's obviously a really, really good player. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's a few words coming from him.
Yeah, for sure. You probably know the tendencies of the goaltenders as well, right? So I don't know. Maybe I've got my bar set high for you in this playoff series. But or do you think the goaltenders know your weaknesses too? Maybe it's a soft.
Yeah, you never know what can happen. But yeah, I'm definitely in this playoff. I definitely want to rewrite what happened last year with my individual performance for sure. And I think this year I'm going to, try and prove everyone that I can play in those big games. So,
hey, I know that Chicago's got a real good chance of picking up Connor Bedard with the first pick in the NHL draft this summer. It's not a slam dunk. In saying that, you played with Connor Bedard, or at least you had a taste of being his teammate. How cool would that be you're obviously a second-round pick of the Chicago Blackhawks from 2021. How cool would that be to be Connor Bedard's teammate if indeed comes to fruition?
Yeah, I think, putting aside what he does, on the ice, I think off the ice, he's actually, a really, really good guy and a really good teammate. When I was hurt, he didn't have to come up and talk and see how, I was doing and everything like that. Like, he's got a lot of other stuff to worry about, but, he was always, coming to see how I was going and know what was going on. So I think that's something that, might be an underrated part about him, and it's how good of a person he kind of is off the ice. And I think, sometimes people, just look on the ice, and I think that's one of the biggest parts of his game is, the on and off ice, the things he does.
What type of pressure do you think there is on the Seattle Thunderbirds to win it all this year? Or is that what it's all about? Hey, bring on the pressure. We're all in, so you want the Edmonton Cup, and you got the players to do it.
Yeah, I think, definitely the guys on this team have played in situations where pressure has been, the biggest part of the game. So I think these guys are, we're ready to take on the challenge. And like you said, there's no surprise that we're going for it and we want it. So I think these guys are all ready to, get that journey started here. And, we're going to jump right into it next week.
Yeah, you are not the marquee player on the team like you were here with the Kelowna Rockets. Is that a nice luxury to have? Or do you like to be the big fish in the small pond, if you want to put it that way? And that's indeed, what you were here wearing Kelowna Rocket colors.
Yeah, it's definitely a little different, but I think these guys, there's, if you look at our lineup, there's so many, highly touted players, and not just the drafted guys, but, the draft eligible guys and the other 19 and 20 year olds there. There's a lot of good players on this team, and these guys are, everyone, on every other team, I guarantee you they'd be a, the number one target on every other team. So these guys, they're all really great players and really good people off the ice as well.
Yeah, game three will be played at Prospero Place. That'll be your first time back in Kelowna since the trade. I think you're going to be accepted with open arms. I would anticipate you'll receive a warm reception. Yeah, that should be fun, though, to be back here, right, for game number three. And maybe it's I don't know. It's a playoff type atmosphere, so I don't know exactly if they're going to have a video tribute on the screen or anything like that. but it will be kind of cool, will it not? To play in front of the hometown. Well, what used to be known as the hometown team.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think me and Whiteman actually talked about that, about the, you know, if there is going to be a video or a clap or anything from, and he kind of just said, you know, me and him actually, especially talking, we were saying if we're going to talk him more up or not, but he just said, well, we'll keep him, you know, away from the rink if we want to talk, you know, playoffs. So, I wouldn't be, you know, disappointed if it was a playoff atmosphere and, you know, they're trying to get their home team to win. So, you know, I'm you know, obviously excited to come back and play there and see all those guys.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Tri-City Americans forward Jalen Lipin has been named the WHL Player of the Week. The Chicago Blackhawks prospect closed out the regular season with a 6-point effort, 3 goals and 3 assists, his first career WHL hat trick as the Americans defeated the Spokane Chiefs 7-4 on home ice. He was named the game's first star. Lipin, he's from Kelowna, BC. He finished the regular season with 39 points despite being limited to only 38 games. He was acquired by Tri-City in August of 2022 from the Edmonton Oil Kings. He was selected by the Chicago Blackhawks in the 7th round of the 2021 NHL Draft. The Tri-City Americans, the 5th seed, take on the Prince George Cougars, the 4th seed, in an opening round WHL series. Hey, that's the show. Big thanks to Rob Mann in Prince Albert and Regan Bartel for their help this week. Welcome to the 2023 WHL playoffs presented by Nutrien. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.